it's just painted, you can use it to some extent.
And how about butter when it smells?
It's sold.
Any other word that you might use?
Well,
that's curd, I don't know. Is that ever called rancid here?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's rancid. That's got a rancid smell.
That's dismal, too.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, what did you say that was?
Rancid. Mama, when you had a pound of butter, a bowl of butter that got too old to use, what did you call it?
Colored.
Yeah? Wasn't spoiled, but just too old to use. What did you call it? Too rank to use, I guess. Has older, don't it? You didn't throw it away, what did you use to work it into?
Well, if it's not too bad, well, you can work it into different kinds of cakes and some of different things.
And if you're thirsty and you want some water, what would you ask for?
Drink of water.
What would you get it in?
We get it in a glass.
And if you drop it and it shatters, you say, oh, it's...
broken glass.
The glass is... Now, if you brought somebody a glass of water and then turned around and looked back and the glass was empty, you might say, what have you...
If you drank all of that, I guess I would ask them if they drank all of it. Or didn't ask them if they want another.
Certainly goes in a hurry when you're thirsty, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you bring something home, and let's say some ice cream or something, and you go in to get it and you find that the box is empty, you say, what, is this ice cream...
melted? Or has it been eaten up? That's what it'd have to be, one or the other.
And you might say, is it?
All gone?
Uh-huh. And potatoes and tomatoes and radishes and turnips and things like this, what do you call them?
Vegetables.
Uh-huh. And when you give a child medicine, sometimes they'll hold it in their mouth and you say, all right, now don't just hold it there. Go
swallow ahead. It. Swallow it down. Swallow it down. Right quick.
And what do you usually smoke? You don't smoke a pipe.
No, I smoke cigarettes and cigars. Cigarettes my regular smoke. Mm-hmm. Winston's.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes good like cigarettes do.
And sometimes in the morning you go out and you go between two trees or two bushes and those things will brush across your face. Things that the insects leave.
Oh, spider web?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wipe them things for half a day at a time.
It's
in the
certainly
woods.
Aggravating, right?
Yeah.
What do you call them when they're inside?
We call them webs, spider webs.
Uh-huh.
We call them, but they're not altogether. Now, there is a spider web that gets in your house and in your barn, but out on the trees, in the timber, that's a worm web of some kind.
Oh.
He's not no spider out there in that tree.
Mm-hmm. And someone who takes no care of anything, isn't particularly careful, you say he's what?
Careless.
Mm-hmm. And when something has been used and used and used in its past use, you say it's just...
worn out.